ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायश्वबद्धेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठ्यम्। टुडे मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम चैप्टर 14, द चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द सिस्टम ऑफ यूनिवर्सल मैनेजमेंट। सो आई विल रीड द चैप्टर समरी इन शॉर्ट and then text 1 to 4, 1, 2 and 3 doesn't have any purport. So we'll recite the text and translation and then we'll recite together text number 4. The system of universal management. This chapter describes the duties allocated to Manu by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all the Manus as well as their sons, the sages, the demigods, and the Indras act under the orders of various incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At the end of every Chatur Yuga, consisting of Satya Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, Treta Yuga and Kali Yuga, the sages acting under the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead distribute the Vedic knowledge and thus reinstate eternal religious principles. Manu's duty is to re-establish the system of religion. Manu's sons execute Manu's order and thus the entire universe is maintained by Manu and his descendants. The Indras are various rulers of the heavenly planets. Assisted by the demigods, they rule the three worlds. The Supreme Personality of Godhead also appears as incarnations in different yugas. He appears as Sanaka, Sanatan, Yajnavalkya, Dattatreya and others, and thus he gives instructions in spiritual knowledge, prescribed duties, principles of mystic yoga and so on. As Marichi and others, he creates progeny. As the king, he punishes the miscreants, and in the form of time he annihilates the creation. One may argue, if the all-powerful Supreme Personality of Godhead can do anything simply by his will, why has he arranged for so many personalities to manage? How and why he does this cannot be understood by those who are under the clutches of Maya. So text 1. Sri Rajavacha Manvantare Subhagavan Yatha Manva Adayastavime Yasmin Karmani Yeyena Niyuktastat Vadasvame. Maharaj Parikshit inquired, O most opulent Sukadev Goswami, please explain to me how Manu and others in each Manvantar are engaged in their respective duties and by whose order they are so engaged. Text 2. Sri Rishi Ruvacha Manava Manuputrascha Munayascha Mahipate Indra Suraganaschaiva Sarve Purusha Shasana. Sukadeva Goswami said, the Manus, the sons of Manu, the great sages, the Indras and all the demigods, O king, are appointed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his various incarnations, such as Yajna. Text 3. Yajna Dayoya Kathita Purusha Tanavo Nipa Manav Adayo Jagadyatram Nandyanti Abhi Prachodita. O King, I have already described to you various incarnations of the Lord, such as Yajna. The Manu and others are chosen by these incarnations under whose direction they conduct the universal affair. With a one-line purport, the Manus execute the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His various incarnations. Text 4. Chaturyugante Kalena Grastan Sruti Gananyatha Tapasa Rasayo Apasyan Yato Dharma Sanatanaha Chatu Yuga Ante. At the end of every four yugas, Satya, Dwapar, Treta and Kali, Kalena, in due course of time, Grastan, lost, Shruti Ganan, the Vedic instructions, Yatha, as, Tapasa, by austerity, Rasaya, great saintly persons, Apashyan, by seeing misuse, Yataha, where from, Dharmaha, occupational duties, Sanatanaha, eternal. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Please repeat. At the end of every four yugas, the great saintly persons, upon seeing that the eternal occupational duties of mankind have been misused, re-establish the principles of religion. Purport. In these words, the words Dharmaha and Sanatana are very important. Sanatana means eternal and Dharma means occupational duties. From Satya Yuga to Kali Yuga, the principles of religion and occupational duty gradually deteriorate. In Satya Yuga, the religious principles are observed in full without deviation. In Treta Yuga, however, these principles are somewhat neglected and only 3/4 of the religious duties continue. In Dwapar Yuga, only half of the religious principles continue. And in Kali Yuga, only 1/4 of the religious principles which gradually disappear. At the end of Kali Yuga, the principles of religion or the occupational duties of humanity are almost lost. Indeed, in this Kali Yuga, we have passed through only 5,000 years. Yet the decline of Sanatana Dharma is very prominent. The duty of saintly persons, therefore, is to take up seriously the cause of Sanatana Dharma and try to re-establish it for the benefit of the entire human society. The Krishna consciousness movement has been started according to this principle, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th Canto, 3rd Chapter, Text 51. Kalir dosha nidhi rajan asti hi eko mahan guna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangha param rajet. The entire Kali Yuga is full of faults. It is like an unlimited ocean of faults. But the Krishna consciousness movement is very authorized. Therefore, following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who 500 years ago inaugurated the movement of Sankirtan, Krishna Kirtan, we are trying to introduce this movement according to superior orders all over the world. Now, if the inaugurators of this movement strictly follow the regulatory principles and spread this movement for the benefit of all human society, they will certainly usher in a new way of life by re-establishing Sanatana Dharma, the eternal occupational duties of humanity. The eternal occupational duty of human being is to serve Krishna. Jiver swarup hoy Krishner nitya das. This is the purport of Sanatan Dharma. Sanatan means nitya or eternal, and Krishna das means servant of Krishna. The eternal occupational duty of the human being is to serve Krishna. This is the sum and substance of the Krishna consciousness movement. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vande Aham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Tavadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. Namayom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshotarine Vancha Kalpataru Virscha Kripa Sindhu Vaevacha Patitanam Pavanebhya Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Panchatatmatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishi Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesho Gopika Kanto Radha Kanto Namastute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukham Karoti Vachalam, Pangur Langayate Girim, Yat Kripatam Maham Vande, Shri Guru Dinatarinam. Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Paramananda Madhava. Hare Krishna. So, seeking the blessings of Shri Gaur Nithai, Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishakha Srila Prabhupada and all the assembled devotees, I would like to ask for your blessing so that I can speak something on this wonderful subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, so that I can personally apply in my life and we can get benefit to the discussion. So we see that in this chapter, there is a discussion about the universal management. And here we find that Parikshit Maharaj is asking some things, and to which Sukadeva Goswami is answering. So here we see that in the universal management, all those who are performing various services, you know, like in our society, we are also a managerial body. We have GVCs, we have regional governing body, we have got temple presidents, various department heads who are being allotted by various senior devotees of the society. In the same way, the universal management which is happening, and it is important. If it's not important, why is Sukadeva Goswami, who has very less time, only 7 days to leave his body, he is asking about these managerial things? He could have just asked about only intimate pastimes of Krishna. But because the services for the pleasure of Krishna requires various devotees, and for proper execution of the service, we need proper management. So Srila Prabhupada used to say, management is the shadow of preaching. Why we do management? We don't do management to manage, we do management to facilitate the outreach of Krishna consciousness toward this. So that's why we see that here, very interestingly, Parikshit Maharaj is asking, and it really struck me, he's asking that how the Manus and others in the Manvantara are engaged in the respective duties. So that's why it is very much important as practitioners in our life, are we properly engaged in responsible duties or responsible service? Because when we are chanting the holy name, we are praying to the Lord for devotional service. So if we are not engaged, then the chanting will not fructify the proper result, because we are asking for service but we are not engaged. That means the thing for which I am begging, I am not been engaged in that, so my prayer will not manifest the real result for which we are asking. And not only that, so one thing, we are asking for service, we need that, we have to be engaged in devotional service. But he asks another thing also important, that by whose order are they engaged? So it is not that whimsically, many times we may think that I like to do this thing, I don't like to do this thing, and so I want to engage in this way which I like. Many times this kind of thought comes in our mind. So we have to ask the question that why I am rendering the service? Is it for my pleasure, or is it for the pleasure of the personality for whom we are serving? So that's why when we are doing service, we have to see that we are being empowered by some superiors to render those service. That's why we see that in the life of Srila Prabhupada, he always exemplified, Prabhupada never took up the outreach of Krishna consciousness with his own personal desire. He was told by his spiritual master. And again, when in his dream he saw that he has to take sannyas, his spiritual master was coming and instructing, so he approached his god brothers and he revealed that what came in my dream and what should I do. It was not that Srila Prabhupada himself, he wanted to take sannyas. So in our life also, why this managerial body is there? So that when we are also thinking about various thoughts, we have got various inclinations or feeling to render some service, so we should approach some body, like our in ISKCON, whatever managerial body is there, it is also to execute our devotional service properly. So we can approach various forum, various service authorities or in charges whom we have, and we can reveal our mind that I have this inclination or I want to do this kind of service. And if we are allowed, we should be grateful. And if we are not allowed, we are told to do something else, we should take it as Krishna's mercy. Many times, even if we are told to do something which we may not like, and we take up some services of our likings, then what happens? After a certain time, we may see that our liking also changes, because those are not our eternal nature, those are many times our conditionings and our provocations. So that's why when we are empowered by someone, they take our responsibility, and through them the mercy of the Guru Parampara also flows. That's why Parikshit Maharaj is asking that what were the services they were engaged and under whose orders they were engaged. So both are very much important, to render service and also whether those services are properly allocated and authorized to us. Secondly, the next text, he tells about that how the various sages, the demigods, Indras, all are appointed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's why many times we see that there are various demigods, various sages. When we read Srimad Bhagavatam, we see that various devotees, demigods, they commit lot of mistakes, lot of blunder, lot of things they are told but they fail to execute, they fail to follow. But the Lord, what He does, because they are appointed by the Lord rectifies them and sees that they continue their services again. It is not that the Lord rejects them. So that's why we see, you know, like many times when we hear about Indra committing so many blunders, when anybody does any kind of austerity, Indra gets bewildered, perplexed whether they are trying to get his post or not. And he commits many kind of things. Sometimes steals the horses, sometimes he creates trouble for others. But even in this Vrindavan Dham, we see that the demons who created some problems, they were for a fraction of moments. But Indra created the havoc for 7 days and seven nights. But what was the result? Krishna never rejected Indra. Krishna just rectified him. He cured his false ego and then again engaged him in the service. So that's why in our society also many times many devotees may have some shortcomings, may commit some mistakes. So we should not lose respect for anyone, because ultimately they are taken responsibility for the service of the Lord. Mistakes may happen because this is the nature of this material world. So they need to be rectified, and again the responsibility is that they should be properly engaged in some service. We see that when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went to South India for Yatra, then Kala Krishna Das was with him, and who committed mistake and who was with the Bhattaris? It was Kala Krishna Das. He was with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he was having faith that Krishna has incarnated and he is dancing somewhere. He heard and he wanted to see that. And then he was allured by the Bhattaharis and he was associating with the women. In the association of the Lord also, he committed such a blunder, such a mistake. But what happened? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never rejected him. He said that he cannot be with me anymore, but he gave him under the jurisdiction of the devotees. And what devotees did? When devotees saw that he has committed, he was not properly qualified to be with Lord Chaitanya like that, then he was given the service that you have seen the pastimes, what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did in the South India tour. So you please go in Navadvip and describe those pastimes to the devotees. So that's why when we follow the managerial system, then even if we commit some mistake or some blunder, the society takes responsibility that we are rectified, properly again engaged in some service, and we continue in our devotional service. That is very much important. And that's why in today's verse, we see that Srila Prabhupada is giving so many wonderful lessons, where Srila Prabhupada says the two important words, which in this verse is about Sanatan and Dharma. So it is our eternal occupational duty. So that's why we see that Prabhupada is explaining in the purport that from the various ages there is always a decline in the practice of religious principles. And Krishna again and again comes to re-establish the religious principle. So that's why in this age of Kali, when there are lot of challenges and difficulties to practice pure devotional service, and when Prabhupada is telling that in this age of Kali, gradually it will disappear. So only in the age of Kali is about 4,32,000 years, among which 5,000 years have passed and 10,000 years will be the Sankirtan movement. And after that, Kali will wholeheartedly, full-fledgedly do his outreach program, which already has started. So that's why we see that here in Srimad Bhagavatam it is spoken about the occupation duty, which occupation duty we should focus. Savai pumsam paro dharmo yato bhakti radhakshaje ahai tuki apratihata yatma suprasiddhiti. The occupation duty which is uninterrupted, which is unmotivated, and which is for the pleasure of the Lord, for glorifying the Lord. So we see that when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was performing Sankirtan in this planet, and he was residing in Jagannath Puri, that time the Kali personified, he came and he asked the Lord that the way you are propagating this Sankirtan movement, what will be my role? Because it is ultimately the age of Kali, where sinful activities should increase and religious principles should decrease. And if you continue like that, then though you have given me some posts, you know, like the demigods, Indra, all are posts given by the Lord only. So age of Kali is also appointed by the Lord, and he is not able to execute his work. So there is a conflict, there is an interference in his execution. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is quoted in Chaitanya Mangal, he said that Ebe naam sankirtan tikna kharga loya antara osure jibere phelibe katiya jodi papi chhari dharma dur deshe jaye mor senapati bhakto jaibe tathay. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that very soon I am going to end my pastime, I will go back to the spiritual world, but my senapati bhakta is going to come. And what he will do? Ebe naam, by this Sankirtan movement, he will propagate this Sankirtan movement. And what is the work of this Sankirtan movement? In other incarnations, the Lord descends and he kills the sinner, and he annihilates them and they are liberated. In the age of Kali, the Lord, especially through the Sankirtan movement, he doesn't kill the sinner, he kills the sins and liberates the sinner, and he transforms them, and he directly gives them the love of Godhead, which is not achievable in any other ages. And it's like that's the magnanimity of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We see like in this age of Kali, all the people are like the backbenchers, you know, like in education, those who fail years after years are the most unqualified to pass in exams. So we can see in the age of Satya Yuga, those who could not qualify, those who failed, they were again in the Treta Yuga. They failed in the Treta Yuga, failed in Dwapar Yuga. So all the ages, the religious principles are decreasing, and the percentage of the people of their sinful inclinations are more and more increasing. So those people more sinful, they are in the age of Kali, so they are not at all qualified to practice this pure devotional service, like which is awarded to all of us and all over the world through this Guru Parampara. And that is the mercy of our acharyas. We see Rupa Goswami, for 17 years he studied the Vedic literatures very scrutinizingly, so that he can come up to the conclusion of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, where conditioned souls can be given the opportunity to practice pure devotional service. Because otherwise, pure devotional service and sinful conditioned souls both don't match with each other. So the acharya has to plan some method, a ladder, a staircase, where gradually the conditioned souls can upgrade from their conditionings and reach to the ultimate practice of pure devotional service. That's what is given to us, and that's what Srila Prabhupada is also describing in this purport, that We see that Prabhupada is saying that this movement is made with keeping this principle in mind. And what is the main principle? Prabhupada is saying that Kalir Dosha Nidhi Rajan. This age of Kali is ocean of faults. And many times it happens that in practicing devotional service also, we many times also get focused in seeing the faults, discussing about the faults. So if we try to see faults, every time we can see faults, because there are faults in this age of Kali. But is it the solution to just see the faults? So the solution is Kirtana Deva Krishnasya. So how the faults can be rectified when we come together and engage in glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Faults will be there. So the faults, that's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharat Bhumite Manusha Janmo Hailo Jar Janmo Sarthakari Karo Paropokar. So we should, as the participants of this movement, focus in these two things. First things, how we can do our own welfare. Janma Sarthakari. If we are not considering about our own welfare, then we cannot do welfare to others. That's why we also have to relish the Krishna Consciousness Movement. Why we have came here in this movement? Not only just to give the love of Godhead to others, but ourselves also to relish that. And unless we relish that, we appreciate that, we feel satisfied, we will not feel of giving it to others. So many times when we are in an organization and there are various kind of shortcomings in various things, we get stuck in discussing about those things. Like in material world, like this society, there are also some economic aspect, some social aspect, some political aspect, some managerial aspects. But ultimately, the main aspect of practicing spirituality, that is our goal. Prem Pumartho Mahan. That the Pancham Purushartha that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give, that to relish and to give to others, why we have came. Like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to perform this Sankirtan movement with two purposes. One purpose was external, that is to give this Sankirtan movement to deliver others. But his internal purpose was that he wanted to relish this Krishna consciousness. The spiritual, the ultimate emotion of devotional service which was released by Srimati Radharani, that what he wanted to relish. So in our life also, we should also not forget that our job is not only to distribute Krishna consciousness. We have also came here to relish Krishna consciousness. So unless we relish Krishna consciousness, we appreciate the society, we appreciate the contributions of all the devotees, then we will be in the society, but still will not feeling the emotion connection with the founder Acharya in the society. That's why when Srila Prabhupada is telling about how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated the Sankirtan movement, so as a practitioner of the Sankirtan movement, Sankirtan happens when all of us we come together. So it is not all of us just coming together. When we feel happy seeing each other, those who are coming together. Many times when we are there to perform Sankirtan, we have got various issues with each other. And so we are not focused on either taking appreciation for each other, when we don't relish for what we have came, and we are also not so much focused about distributing. So the Sankirtan is not properly happening, because we have to understand this thing, the experiences which we are going through in our life. You know, sometimes maybe somebody is telling some feedback or some issues with some devotees or whatever we are going through, it is because of our karma. It is not that we have joined the movement, maybe we have taken to chanting of the holy name, we have got initiated, so we have become completely free from karma. It is not. Because if we are free from karma completely, then we will not have this body, mind, intelligence, nothing. We'll only have our spiritual swarupa. So, when we practice Krishna consciousness, only the sinful reactions, those who are not favorable for our execution of devotion service, those are taken by the spiritual master, not our entire karma. And we have got our independence to whether we get free from the karma or again we create new karmas. So if we were not devotees, we were in our own life, in whichever state of situation we were forced to get our karmic reaction by some people or some situation, is it not? So when we become devotees or we are trying to become devotees and we are in various situations, so we should also have the understanding that this karmic reaction I am getting and why I am getting this karmic reaction, maybe from this devotee, that devotee, is because they are just the postman delivering me what I am supposed to get because of my karma. It is not that they are responsible and we start finding fault with them, we quarrel with them. We have to understand this is what Krishna is awarding me. And then when we come in that mood, that is the time only we become the perfect candidate, the perfect recipient to get the mercy of the Lord. And that's what in the 10th canto, the Brahma ji is praying that Tyaktyanukampa susimakshamana bhunjana evatma kritam vipakam ridvag vapurvir viradam namaste jiveta yomukti padesa daya bhak. So even if when sufferings are coming in our life, a devotee sees those suffering as his past karmic reaction and he is not disturbed by them and he is thankful to the Lord that the Lord, because of your mercy, these things are coming in much less quantity, he is the rightful person to get liberation. So that's why in our this Sankirtan movement, which has been organized and made by Srila Prabhupada, so that we can engage in our real occupational duty, that is Krishner Swarupaya, Jiver Swarupaya, Krishner Nitya Das. That is what we are striving for. And when we engage in our devotional service very seriously, very sincerely, deeply, then only we can relish our Krishna consciousness. So we have to be very focused. We should not be distracted with various things, various other issues. Because suppose we are having a journey in a train, like, you know, we are coming from Kolkata to Vrindavan Dham and we are in train. So there might be some inconveniences in coming in the journey. So if we are focused on what inconveniences we are going through in the journey, then we will not be focused to the destination where we are going. Our destination is go to Vrindavan. So when the destination is go to Golok Vrindavan and we are here trying to relish the Krishna Prem, that should be the focus. Other things should not be in our thought. That whatever the managerial body they are trying to manage, we should try to cooperate with that and then we will relish Krishna consciousness. Many times what happens, we are not authorized or given some service, we ourselves whimsically take some services. And instead of that solving the problem, it creates more problem. That's why it is said that what is shlok utpayata bhai kalpate? Shruti shiti pranadi pancharatik vidhim vina aikantika harir bhakti utpatayava kalpate. So that's why there is a vidhi. You know, pancharatik vidhi is there, bhagavad vidhi is there. The vidhi is means we have to practice in regulation with authorization of senior devotees, with their observation. Otherwise with our own self we try to practice something, we may create problem. And I will end with this. Like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that when we are trying to distribute this Krishna Prem, especially like Srila Prabhupada is saying, the Sankirtan movement, in what mood we should also release the holy name. So that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is telling to the devotees, would like to listen what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, how he released the Sankirtan movement. So he's telling,
Jai rapa lila nama prema upajaye tahar lakshana sana sarup ramaraye.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, O Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai, hear from me the symptoms of how one should chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra to awaken very easily one's dormant love for Krishna.
Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnuna amani na manadena kirtaniya sadahari.
One who thinks himself lower than the grass, who is more tolerant than a tree, and who does not expect personal honor but is always prepared to give all respect to others, can very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord.
So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling that not we will what is giving the principle, not as tolerant as the tree or humble as the grass, more tolerant. Because the grass, we see, when you step on the grass bends down. And when you remove your feet, then the grass again stands up. So, it's somewhere in a translation, when we read about grass. But Srila Prabhupada, he says some places that it's not grass, it's straw. What's the difference between straw and grass? When the grass becomes dried, that means the grass doesn't have any nature to again rebel. It is surrendered, whatever is done with, that is the nature of the straw. So many times, when we are practicing devotional service, we think humility is an act. And we try to do an acting of humility. And in that situation, we are humble to someone and we are not humble to some others. So when we go to some seniors, when we go to some managerial personalities or department heads, we try to act to become humble. And when we are not in that situation, when we meet our equals with our juniors in other situation, then the grass again stands up. Then we again come to our conditionings. So that is not the mood how we'll relish the Sankirtan. So we have to be like the straw. And not like the straw, more humbler than the straw. And a tree, not like the tree, more tolerant than the tree. The tree is giving oxygen, tree is giving shade, tree is giving fruits, tree is giving so many things, but tree is not asking for anything in return. So in our life, if this verse, we take it little bit in more vice versa, we can understand it better. When we are saying that, we want to become more humbler and more tolerant, how we'll become? Just by remembering the verse? No. We'll become more and more humble and tolerant by coming in the situation and dealing with the people with whom we are staying. So when we appreciate the association of devotees, that will bring humility. When we appreciate whatever their contribution is in our life, and when we tolerate the shortcomings and the inconveniences. So when it is still tolerating means, we should be ready that there will be inconveniences. There will be shortcomings, there will be feedback, there will be rectification. And for that only I have come to this movement, I have came here for treatment. When we go to the hospital, and I say that I don't need injection, I don't want the feedback from the doctor or nurse or like that, I just want to get nectarian food. It will not happen like that. Because we have to go through a lot of medication. Lot of do's and don'ts are there. So that's why when we are in a treatment, treatment is not for the pleasure of the patient. Treatment is the pleasure of the patient, but the process might not be so pleasurable. We will get pleasure when we are cured of the disease. So when the process is there, we have voluntarily opted for this treatment. So whatever comes on the way is prescription of the doctor. That faith we should have. That this is prescribed to the ultimate doctor. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the ultimate Vaidya. He has prescribed this way. The spiritual master is giving us, and under their jurisdiction, everything is happening under the orchestration of Krishna. When we have that faith, then things. And how Mahaprabhu is telling further,
Uttama hoya aponake manetina dhamo dui prakare sahishnuta kare vrikshasama.
These are the symptoms of one who chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Although he is very exalted, he thinks himself lower than the grass on the ground. And like a tree, he tolerates everything in two ways.
Vriksho jeno katileo kichuna bolai shukono maleha kore panina mangai.
When a tree is cut down, it does not protest. And when drying up, it does not ask anyone for water. So as a practitioner also, when we are rectified, when we are put in various situations, we are humbled, we should not also retaliate. That's the nature of the tree. It doesn't ask, it never protests, and not ever asks for its own nourishment. Even the water is required for the life of the tree never asks for water.
Jaye mange taro dehe apono dhan gramo vrista sahe anir karah rakshan.
The tree delivers its fruit, flower and whatever else it possesses to anyone and everyone. It tolerates scorching heat and torrents of rain, yet it still gives shelter to others. So that's why when we have taken up this devotional service as servants, the role of servant is for the pleasure of the master. Servant takes inconveniences, insults, various kind of problems servant faces, but he never retaliates because it is for the pleasure of the master, not for his own pleasure.
Uttama haya vaishnava habe niravaman jibe samman dibe jani krishna adhisthan.
Although Vaishnava is the most exalted person, he is prideless and gives all respect to everyone, knowing everyone to be resting place of Krishna. So many times we only respect previous devotees, then gradually the more days pass, we only respect senior devotees and spiritual masters, and our equal and practicing devotees, we think they are not yet like devotees, they have so many faults. But that's not what Mahaprabhu is telling. Mahaprabhu is telling that we have to respect everyone regardless of devotee or non-devotee. Ultimately, everyone is a devotee. One is practicing, one has not yet started practicing. And that's the role of the preacher, to propagate the Krishna consciousness movement so that everybody gets inspired to practice.
Ei moto hoy je Krishna nam loy Shri Krishna charone tar prema upajay.
If one chants the holy name of Lord Krishna in this manner, he will certainly awaken his dormant love for Krishna's lotus feet. So that's Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling that when we have this mood of a tree, when we are ready to take inconveniences and give favor to others, appreciate others, then only with this mood of humility and gratitude, we can release the Sankirtan movement. And then only we can give this Sankirtan movement to others, and they will also get benefit of that. So I will end here, and though whatever I spoke is beyond my own personal realization, I am also one of the most struggling sadhaka to practice this in my own life. So I seek the blessings of all the devotees that I can practice it in my own life, and if anything I have spoken which others are displeased or like that, I beg forgiveness. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Tai Gaur Premanand.